This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Us here, as always, our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Join us at Skype username lrn.fm in the studio with you here tonight in beautiful, snowy, Keene, New Hampshire.
Snowy.
It's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
Hey, Johnny Ray. We never did get last week to part two, I don't think, of the savings chapter in the book, Economics in One Lesson. We're not reading the book on the air, just for listeners who might be tuning in for the first time here tonight. We've been doing, basically for the last year, this sort of chapter-by-chapter book club or book review of what is it, a very important work in the realm of libertarian texts, if you will, and that is Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson.
American Libertarian Texts.
Yep, and this was your idea. This was, Johnny Ray, this was a book written back in the 1940s originally. It since was updated at least once, maybe more than once. And so depending on the version that you have, there may be some slightly different information in it. You can actually download a PDF copy of the book for free from the Internet. So just look for Economics in One Lesson, Henry Hazlitt. And we are getting down towards the end of this book, finally, after a year's worth of plodding through it. It's actually a pretty easy read, but I'm a terrible, as far as like setting time aside kind of person for reading.
Uh-huh.
I wish I did it more, but obviously I don't wish that hard because otherwise I would. So I'm more of a bathroom reader. And so glad that we have finally gotten through it. It's been, we still have like maybe a couple more chapters to go here, but the one we're on right now is called The Assault on Saving, and it's a four-part chapter. Most of the chapters in this book, very, very short, maybe two, three, four pages.
Uh-huh.
This one's longer than the typical chapter, so we divvied it up. We figured, savings is an important topic, so we should talk about it on four different occasions and take each chapter or each section of the chapter as it comes. So we're on section two. We didn't do this last week, I don't think, did we?
No, we just talked about it amongst ourselves, but right, never talked about it on the air.
So we've got to do that. And also, I don't know if I should read this email that I got about savings before we continue, because I got an email from Stefan Kinsella.
Sure, I think you definitely should.
Okay. This guy, he's an attorney who is, his area of expertise is like patent law, if I recall correctly.
That's how I became aware of him. And I think of Kinsella as a committed libertarian, unlike maybe your Gary Johnson's, because of that, because Kinsella took a point, took a stand on intellectual property that I agree with.
Was he in favor of it or against it? I don't remember.
Well, he's against a legal protection for intellectual property.
Good. Yeah, that's right. So he was listening, I guess, to our first discussion, so part one of four of his chapter on savings, and he had a lot to say. I'm going to share that email here, and we'll get your response, Johnny. He says, "Hey, hope all is well. Caught a bit of your recent discussion about Hazlitt and savings, etc. I think some of the discussion was a bit confused. First, there was some comment that putting money in a bank is saving because it's loaned out to others and thus earns interest. The problem is you have to have fractional reserve banking to do this, and this is disputed among Austrians. Arguably, it would be impossible to have this practice without governments insuring deposits with FDIC, etc., because there would always be runs and instability, and thus too much risk." So, talking about the idea of fractional reserve banking here. Now, can you define what that is, generally for the audience?
Sure. A bank, for example, takes money in deposits and also loans money. you could, a bank could simply loan out what it is actually in custody of.
It could.
Its reserves. But they don't.
They don't.
They don't necessarily have to. They can loan out more than they actually hold in their reserves.
Thinking
so
about
if they're
into cryptocurrency, but
I don't
feel
know what that is. That
by
is
the
coming from our network.
Bitcoin.
Continue.
So if they're loaning out more than they have, then they're only keeping a fraction in reserves of what they're responsible for.
It's time you looked into Dash.
I don't see why you couldn't
digital international
have a bank that simply loans out
anytime for less than a
what it's actually got in
Dash
reserves.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that's what Kinsella is claiming you can't do. You can't loan out your depositors' money without being fractional reserve. Now, certainly, fractional reserve makes it a lot easier because the banks then have the ability to create money from thin air, basically. And so the fractional reserve system, I think, allows them like nine times or something like that. If, you know, if you have $10 on deposit, they can loan out $90.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically creating money from thin air, and that's sort of one of the powers that has been bestowed upon these member banks of the Federal Reserve System. That's one of the perks of being a bank.
It seems to me that in a free market utopia, if you will, you could have a market place with a whole spectrum of savings options for you, and fractional reserve, it would be legal.
You could opt into it.
Sure, you could opt into it, and it's riskier, but you know, risk
you get a higher
return.
Interest or
yeah.
something like that. That's an idea. And I was just thinking, just you know, based on the banking products that we have today, which are obviously a very highly regulated marketplace by the government, the options that you have are limited.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever noticed when you go into banks, there's a lot of similarities between the accounts, like the minimums that they have, the savings account, you can only make so many deposits in. A lot of stuff is regulated by the government. But looking at just the options that we have, bankers do have long-term deposit options. I mean, it's called a CD. A certificate of a deposit, I believe, is what that stands for, where instead of just having a checking account or a savings account where you put money in and then you can come in anytime you want and withdraw that money, the CD is intended for somebody who's a long-term saver, somebody who says, I don't want to touch this money. I want to put X amount of dollars in this CD. You're going to give me a higher return. Now, of course, nobody's going to get excited about any of the interest rates on banking, you know, banking products these days. But maybe at some point they could be good if the government wouldn't meddle in that business. But anyway, the idea being the CD gets a higher rate of return, and the reason why you get the higher rate is because you're not supposed to touch it. It's supposed to be locked down to you, which means that the bank can feel better, I guess. They know more, like they're more likely to be able to not have to give it back to you, right? Because you've got it in a CD, and so they're probably more comfortable loaning that money out. So that would be one of those kind of products that you're talking about that already exists in the banking market today to allow them, if it wasn't fractional reserve, if they did actually have to loan their deposits out, well, that would allow people to lock down their money for a greater rate of return. We have that.
I think what we have now in the world that we live in, the real world, is that you can't operate a bank if you're not engaged in fractional reserve banking because you can't compete, and all the other banks have an implied guarantee that they'll be bailed out.
Yep.
So if you're
true.
not playing fast and loose, then you're not gonna make it, and that's how it is today. But I feel like in a world that is not ringed around with laws, and the industry will have a need to regulate itself because people aren't going to throw their money away.
Sure, and certainly people don't trust banks, which is one of the reasons why some people want the government around. They feel like the government is protecting them from bankers, when, of course, the reality is the government and the banks work together, and they're two arms of, you know, this corporate mega-giant thing that controls our lives. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. There's a lot more from Stephen Kinsella about savings. That was just his first paragraph, so we'll continue with that here in a moment. But Matt's on the line in Louisiana. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, actually, go ahead, sir.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm kind of on your side about this whole marijuana legalization thing, and I'm not liking what Jeff Sessions up is doing. I'm kind of thinking to myself, is Jeff Sessions literally trying to sabotage Trump administration? But that's neither here nor there.
That's an interesting question.
His actions, shall we say, haven't been helpful.
Matt, hold that thought. We're going to come right back to you here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. I don't know if our board operator is having some difficulty there, but there we go. There's our commercials. Thank you.
We see many ads for an enhancer. The side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients. So the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body.
Sunday night, better late than never, and I appreciate all the hard work of the Genesis Communications Network. It sucks being in radio or being anywhere when the computers break, when things, you know, don't go right, and you're hoping that everything was going to go just fine as it normally does, and it doesn't. And it's hard to get things back on track while you're trying to mix a show together and, you know, screen phone calls and do all the things that our board operators there in Minnesota at the Genesis Communications Network are doing and do a fine job of, you know, every single night, 7 nights a week. But man, it's a challenge, having done plenty of board operating myself in my day.
It reminds me a little bit of my days in high school when I was on the wrestling team.
Yeah.
I rarely started, but sometimes I would run the clock. And there were a few times where I was paying too close attention to what was happening on the mat, and I wasn't paying attention to the clock.
Yep.
And so there were some angry parents because I wouldn't stop it on time.
So if you want to join us here, you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The phones are still working. It's just the automation system behind the scenes is a little screwy right now back at the network. So we can still take your calls, and you can talk about whatever's on your mind. We got more from Stefan Kinsella here, an attorney, intellectual property rights attorney, who is, I guess he's got some comments, some detailed, insightful comments about savings. We'll get back into that. But Matt was on the line. We're going to continue with his calls and thoughts. Also, I want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. You can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. You'll get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for 1 security camera. The Blink Home Security System, it's probably the easiest one you're ever going to install because there's, you know, basically near to zero setup and installation time. There's no wires that you have to run, and that's usually the worst part about installing these other camera systems. These cameras from Blink are wireless. You pop the batteries in, you get them set up via a Wi-Fi-enabled app, like on your smartphone or tablet, and within moments of opening the box, you've got a home security system. Or for a small office, go and try yours out over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio. We go back to Matt. He's in Louisiana. Matt, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
So I just think that they're making a huge mistake with this. I understand.
You're talking about the Jeff Sessions anti-cannabis kind of movings?
Yeah, precisely. Okay. I understand it from the, you know, if you run the federal government, you want the federal government to have supremacy, whereas if you run a state, you should want the state to have supremacy. But the whole policy behind the war on pot is one that I've been arguing that it isn't working. And
never
we
has.
Need to discontinue it.
Yeah, it never has worked. And it doesn't work either on the other drugs, just so you know. Like, it not only does it not work with marijuana.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. What we're doing now isn't working. It's just making our society more violent.
Sure is.
And it's basically putting money in the pockets of criminals.
Yeah, I mean, prohibition has always behaved in the same way, whether the product is alcohol or whether it's so-called illegal drugs or whether it's guns or prostitution or gambling. Anytime a service or a product is prohibited by the government, it goes underground. And when something goes underground, that means that it becomes, you know, the business of criminals, the people who are willing to flout the law, the people who are willing to risk arrest and risk prison time in order to be able to make immense profits because of those black markets. And it's always the same. And prohibition never wins in the long run, but it does make life more dangerous. It does increase the likelihood of your car getting broken into, you getting held up, you know, your family being robbed. It increases all of the likelihoods of those things. And it's just, it's also not accomplishing its goals, right? Like, if the goal was to stop people from using drugs, it sure as hell hasn't done that either.
No, it has not. It has been a spectacular failure. But here's my question.
Yeah.
I have been debating with local radio talk show hosts in a friendly way, because we agree about a lot of things, just this we don't agree on. And every time I mention, you know, maybe we should discontinue this war on drugs, especially marijuana, he brings out the bromides. You know, the THC of today is so much stronger, and that it's a gateway drug. And I to any normal people where I was going to extend into normal. Literally, the website is normal. Mm-hmm. But they're full of Trump-hating leftist loonies. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if he goes mm-hmm. there, he's going to think, if I smell a rat here.
Okay, so the objections, right? The idea that it's more, you know, potent than it was in the past may actually be true. There's more selection, there's more variety, and more professionals have taken time to cultivate these plants. But that just means you don't need to smoke as much of it. So, you know, that's one thing. What's that?
Right, and precisely.
Yeah. Right. What was the second objection? I'm sorry, so I spaced on what it was.
That is the gateway.
Oh, that
drug.
One. That one is so long been disproved. You want to look up the 1999 Institute of Medicine study that the federal government themselves actually commissioned and then didn't want to publish once the results came back, which was their own, you know, study found that there was no gateway drug, that there is no gateway drug as far as cannabis is concerned, that if there's a gateway effect, it's because of the fact that it's marketed by criminals, and those criminals are also more likely to market other more hard drugs alongside, if you will, of
the
cannabis.
Yeah, because they're easier to transport, for one thing.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And besides all that, you know, what's the goal of the war on drugs? Is the goal to stop people from using drugs? I mean, I'm just curious to know, like, what are these people who are still in favor of the war on drugs, what is it they think that they are going to accomplish if they just throw more money and more troops and more bombs and more Bearcats and you know, all of this apparatus and the billions of dollars? What is it that they think they're going to accomplish?
A happy, peaceful, productive society.
Yeah, which is pretty much what we have.
They expect they're going to get clear-minded individuals who are engaged with the world around them and not running away.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you have to solve that problem at the source. If people are depressed, if people are, you know, upset in their lives, if they're frustrated, they're going to try to find an escape. And, you know, whether you can, if you snap your fingers tomorrow and you make heroin disappear and you make all the other illegal drugs disappear, they're going to find something. They're going to, you know, sniff glue. They're going to huff gasoline. They're going to, you know, huff spray paint. There's so many different options out there
all
for
of
people.
Which are actually a little bit more dangerous than even heroin. I mean, especially gasoline, don't light a match.
Yeah, I'm not recommending any of those things, just to be clear, but that's just the nature of the kind of person, the person in their life who wants to escape from their reality. You know, you can prohibit all kinds of things and throw all kinds of violence at those things, but ultimately, as we've seen, it doesn't do anything to stop people's drive.
Violence doesn't beget peace?
Yeah, exactly. Great call tonight, Matt. Let us know how your continued conversations go with these talk show hosts out there. We'll try to give you some sort of an approach for these people, and thanks for the call. But part of the thing with these hosts is they're dug into their position because that's sort of part and parcel of who their character is on the air, and they say you're not even supposed to change your opinion in talk radio, which I think is lame. More coming up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free to bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Whether it's savings, which we've got to talk more about coming up here in moments with Economics in One Lesson, the book that we've been going through is kind of like a on-air book club. We'll get back into that. It's Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio here tonight, and do want to let you know about Whole Food Multicomplete. It's over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and it's for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in those essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 per month. So if that's a situation that you've experienced, you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Just visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL to get 10% off your order. Every time you order, your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Once again, that's SimplifyMySupplements.com. We can talk more about altering one's state of consciousness and this insane war against it here in moments. But first, let's go to Larry in New Jersey, listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Go ahead, Larry.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, welcome.
You're not have a little off on the Federal Reserve Bank.
Okay, what do we get? What do we get wrong? Go ahead.
Okay, if somebody deposits $10, it doesn't mean automatically that the bank can lend out $90. The way it works is, say somebody deposits $1,000.
Yep.
The bank can lend out 90%. They have to keep 10% in reserve. That's all the demand deposits only. They can lend out $900. and they let it say to somebody who wants to buy a car. The car dealer who they buy the car from has the $900. They put it back into the bank. The bank can then now lend out 90% of the $900, $810, say to somebody who wants to buy a refrigerator, and that refrigerator dealer, after the sale is done, puts it back in the bank, and then they can lend out 90% of that, and so forth. So there's a process there.
But well, I don't know why I thought it was nine times the amount.
Well, in effect, it comes to, if you put $1,000 of new money, say the Federal Reserve creates $1,000 of new money, mm-hmm. and you put it in the bank, in effect, it does create 10 times the amount in theory with the 10% reserve requirement. Now, that reserve requirement is only on demand deposits, which are checking accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Time deposits, which would be a passbook savings account, CD, as you have said, there is no reserve requirement, so they could lend out 100% of that.
I see.
But most banks try to keep some reserve, you know, on hand for day-to-day transactions, but it's really only like 2 or 3 or 4%. See, the trouble is now, years ago, many years ago, the directors of the bank were personally responsible if the bank failed.
Oh, wow.
They had to make good for the loss of the deposit.
They stopped so they doing that, I imagine.
Yeah.
Get their buddies in politics exempt them.
They were very, very careful to whom they lent money to.
Mm-hmm.
And they made sure they had, you know, sufficient collateral and so forth. But that doesn't exist anymore.
Then they changed the policies to where they could loan out to anybody that could fog a mirror, and they knew the government was going to back them on it. Right.
Right. But fractional reserve free banking has been around since about the 1600s, and it started with goldsmiths. People used to put their gold coins on deposit with a goldsmith because mm-hmm. he had a vault. And the goldsmith realized he would issue certificates.
Warehouse receipts, yeah.
Right. And they found out that people were using these receipts as money, and this is how the whole thing started. And
okay. The
goldsmith realized that not everybody would come and redeem these receipts, so he would start lending out some of the gold that's on deposit.
And it works until there's a run on the bank.
Right. But paradoxically, the countries that exhibit the occasional boom and bust, the runs on the banks, and they have a big boom and then a bust, a boom and a bust, these are the countries that through history have grown the most.
I don't know if it's because of whatever their banking setup is that they grew the most, but I mean certainly it's a correlation.
Well, these are the countries that have grown the most because people learned their lesson. Every 20 years or so, people want to get involved in speculation and mm-hmm. so forth and so on. And then they learned their lesson for a little while, so the next generation comes along. And these countries are the countries that have moved like the United States in the 19th century, Great Britain, and so forth. But
Larry, did you ever work in banking, or you just say, you know?
No, I just read a lot.
Follow it. Okay.
I read a lot. And I have I'm 68. I've been involved in this for 50 years. Just read.
What do you think about cryptocurrency as somebody who is well-read on banking?
I think it is the, you know what the tulip mania was?
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with that.
Well, wait till someday when it becomes worth, because that day is coming.
When it becomes worthless? I didn't hear what you said there.
Worthless. Worth zero.
What makes you think that'll happen?
Because it's a craze.
But it didn't start as a craze. It may be a craze now, but a year ago it wasn't a craze.
Right, but when the public latches onto it, it'll become a craze, okay, that people will bid up the price and so forth and so on, and then it'll crash. The people who started early on, these are the ones who are going to make out, mm-hmm. and the ones at the end are going to be left holding the bag. It happens all the time, just like the tulip mania or the South Sea bubble or the Florida land boom in the 20s. It's all the same. In any type of market, there's a long period of accumulation where the insiders accumulate. Then when the public latches on,
it's too late.
Prices go up very sharply, and then it breaks.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are predicting a crash, but obviously everybody has their opinion on how drastic it's going to be. You're saying you think it's going to go down to zero, or were you just
It'll go to zero eventually, of course, because it'll come out that there's fraud involved or there's some sort of...
But there's no fraud involved because it's open source, so anybody who wants to can go and audit the code of almost every cryptocurrency out there. So there can't be fraud. It's basically a trustless system.
Confidence will be lost in it.
No doubt. No doubt. If it crashes, there will be a huge loss in confidence. That's definitely true.
This is what happens with banks. When before the FDIC, the confidence would be lost in the bank. Everybody would run down and try to withdraw their money at the same time. It's like the game of musical chairs. You know that game, right?
Yes, who doesn't know that game?
Right. So with the fractional reserve banking or with the cryptocurrency, with the fractional reserve banking, it's really there's only one chair and there's 10 people walking around waiting for the music to stop.
Larry, I have a question for you, Larry. I appreciate the education you gave me about fractional reserve banking. Is fractional reserve banking good or bad?
I see in a free market, I see nothing wrong with it. If someone or a company wanted to open a 100% reserve banking, they could do that. And if somebody wanted their money specifically on demand, whatever they would go in there,
right?
You'd have to charge people to keep the money in the bank, which if you want that safety, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And in a free market, somebody could do that. And if you want to take the chance, because when you say you put money in the bank, you no longer hold title for that money. You are lending it to the bank. The bank now has title of the money. So
Larry, I've got to say, I like what you had to say on the banks. Don't agree with you on cryptocurrency, but I guess time will tell on that one. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Okay.
There's more on the way. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, Live Sunday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Aging is one...
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And in the studio here tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We can talk more about savings coming up here in a moment. That was the chapter in the book of Economics in One Lesson that we are kind of going through chapter by chapter and doing kind of a book club on the air here. We'll continue that. But first we go to Skype, where Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Okay. Hey. Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
Our just previous caller, our friendly 68er girl. I'm only 3 years behind him, by the way.
Okay.
I've been in IT since the 70s. So, you know, my awareness of, you know, what Bitcoin, the blockchain and all that sort of thing. I don't know in details how it works, but I understand how it works. And and so I'm, as long as the internet stays alive, and, you know, have you yet seen in the history of America or even before, going back maybe 1,000 years, where an advancement in technology, you know, the printing press, you know, movable type, radio, typewriters, you know, all the information technology that we have been dealing with, none of it's disappeared, right?
Typewriters have pretty much gone the wayside, but most
the functions that typewriters perform have just been improved upon.
True.
With
word processing
we have
completely replaced.
Yeah.
Without a problem.
Right. And there's no reason why cryptocurrency couldn't be one-upped. There could be some sort of other thing that comes along that just destroys Bitcoin or the other cryptocurrencies that we just haven't, you know, realized is going to be important
yet. That will be the better thing.
Yeah.
More than likely. But in order for there to be, a cryptocurrency if it's not replaced with
something
the
better.
Next, iteration, then it won't go away,
Because like you said, that's a great point, because cryptocurrency is a technological increase. It is a market increase in the technology of money, in that it allows people to have their own Swiss bank account in their pocket, basically, if they want to. It allows the individual to have control over the money, and that is something that is so... the people can control the money. It's such a paradigm shift as far as money is concerned. That's why it's hard for some people to wrap their heads around exactly how important of an idea this is. It's such a good idea, and it's such good technology. I do tend to agree with you. The more that you know about it, I think the more confident that you can be that this is a technology that is not going to go away. And I think you make an excellent point about older tech that is still with us today. I mean, radio has celebrated its 100th year, I believe, beyond that, actually, since Marconi. But I believe some radio stations, for instance, are celebrating, centennials and things like that.
Technically, they're still using teletype.
Teletype? Okay.
Dashes and dots, they still...
Oh, Morse code?
Morse code is still embedded into some of the, radio transmissions that are going on.
Hmm.
That, ham radio.
Yeah, okay.
But another thing related to what he said, he's right that there's market-based solutions that should replace and deal with.
He was right about the banks being, they could be fine and have more options in a marketplace where they weren't regulated by the government. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's true. I'm saying right now money is not open market yet. I mean, it's on the verge of being open market for anyone who's involved in a decent cryptocurrency. But what the guy's missing out on is that what's going on with the Federal Reserve and fractional reserve banking is unsustainable.
Mm. Well, no government currency is sustainable. I mean, the history of governments issued fiat is a history of failure. It's really just a question of how long they've got.
For him and you all to not bring that into the discussion is a big hole that you left, but that's okay.
Okay, well, that's why we have open phones, so you just did it.
And so basically, we're going to, what I would ask him is that if you believe that in fractional reserve banking and it's a reasonable thing and it should be run by the market, then we should all be able to create our own fractional reserve bank.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that would be a free marketplace where anybody could create a bank. Now, whether or not anybody's going to use your bank is another question. Do you have good security? Are you staff friendly? There's a lot of questions there.
I mean, but those are the requirements for having a bank.
Yeah.
And if, I don't need the government or the Federal Reserve System to tell me that.
No,
so
definitely not.
He's dropping the ball on understanding what free marketing, because I doubt that he would agree that anybody should be able to open a bank.
Oh, I don't know. And unfortunately, we only have one call per night, and I can't ask him to call back in to find that out. But that's, I mean, I'm not going to speculate on it because I don't know him well enough.
No, I agree.
Yeah, but hey, Bad Slave, thanks for the call and the thoughts. I appreciate that. Let's talk to Sharon in Long Beach, listening on the radio. Sharon, what state are you in? Are you in California?
California.
Okay.
Uh-huh, Long Beach,
cool.
California.
All right. Good that you're listening on the radio out there. I didn't even know we were on the air there. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you are.
great.
The subject I want to talk about just short for a minute here is a little bit different than what you're doing tonight. But
that's fine. It's open phones. You can bring up anything you want. Please go right ahead.
Well, a while back, the public found out that the VA hospitals were allowing vets to die rather than give them medicine that they needed or operations that they needed.
Yep.
They refused to give them diagnosis of serious problems like cancer and wouldn't treat them, and they waited until they had stage 4 cancer and died of it. Now, this has been happening for 6 years.
Oh, it's been going on for much longer than that.
Yeah, well, two years ago, my son was in the Long Beach VA hospital here in California, and he was there for 24-hour observation is all he was there for. He had had every, you know, they had tested him and x-rayed him and everything. He had a pain in his thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And they just said that they want to keep him for 24 hours and see how he felt the next day. And probably they said he would be able to go home. Except that during that time, one of the interns gave my son medication that he was never supposed to have and put him in a coma.
Wow.
And an inspector or an investigator came in. The hospital called an investigator. And I was there when he came. He questioned the intern, and the intern finally confessed in front of me that, yes, he gave my son all this medication. Hmm. My son, he told the investigator, my son was yelling at him, cussing at him, telling him to get away from him, that wasn't medication he was supposed to have, whatever it was. And so he said that my son was combative. So he gave him extra doses of it to knock him out. Put him into
How did he administer it? Was it through an IV? Because it sounded like your son was objecting, so I wouldn't think he would voluntarily take it.
Yeah. I don't think he had an IV. Maybe he did. They always give you an IV when you go in. But he was just going to be there for 24 hours to see what that pain was.
And he ended up in a coma.
All his tests said he was fine, that they couldn't find anything wrong with him. But this intern did say that he gave him medication, and the doctor wasn't in the room, and
John Ray, you were in the military. I'm wondering if you had any experience with the VA hospitals. And Sharon, if you want, you can hang on a little bit here. We'll continue the discussion because, you know, she said this started 6 years ago. No. People have been being damaged by these hospitals for a long time. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you suck at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.